Be Sunday. It's a holiday in different traditions. I was interested to see that not only is it Easter in many traditions, but there's also a Chinese tradition in line with our theme for the, or the, our offer for the weekend. It's called Qingming, which is one where you acknowledge your ancestors, and it also literally means sweeping the tombs. So it's a time of, yes, acknowledgement and clearing out. And I feel like that's reflective of what we're doing in our retreat. We're acknowledging the connections, the impacts various things have had on our heart, and then clearing out what's no longer useful and honing in on what is helping us thrive and make our hearts sing. So we'll have a really quiet start to the morning. I'll just lead us through a body, short body awareness, and then we'll have an open sit preceded by a poem. So I'd encourage people to take their space, take their place in your room, on your cushions, on the floor, wherever you're choosing to meditate today. Talk about taking your seat. Let's do that literally and also in our intention, in our mind's heart. Whether you're sitting up, lying down, or even standing. Connecting in to this precious human shape we have. It takes its pains, its strengths and flexibilities. And start to find a way of settling into it. It gives you ease and support for these next minutes. You might need to rock back and forth just to find a good sitting shape or a lie down shape, feeling into sit bones, feeling into the back if you're lying down. And noticing if there's something that feels slightly uncomfortable now, it's likely to feel a little more uncomfortable in 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 15. So turning towards and taking care of that now. Bringing in some support. Moving the arm or the leg in a different direction. And quietly, even though you are muted, quietly taking a few deeper breaths in and out through the nose, just to bring in the fresh and let go of the old. Knowing that as you move through this practice, you're free to adjust. Even if you are committing to a certain shape, bring with that commitment sense of self-care and responsibility. Not gritting your teeth and hanging on, but letting go into the flow of your practice. As with yesterday, we'll have bell for 5 stages. And using those bells as works best for your practice. Whether they are mindfulness bells, bringing you back to the body, your practice. This extra stage of settling in or just being, mindfulness breathing, or doing practice of metta bhavana. So committing with kindness, settling in the exploration of your morning meditation. Letting these words from Hafiz carry you into it. Awake, my dear. Be kind to your sleeping heart. Take it out to the vast field of light and let it breathe. Awake, my dear. Be kind to your sleeping heart. Take it out to the vast fields of light and let it breathe. Awake, my dear. Be kind to your sleeping heart. Take it out to the vast fields of light and let it breathe. Using these next few minutes to transition your body, your mind, and your heart, your meditation, ending it well. Kindness, the space. You're feeling space between the fingers, stretching them, putting out the arms wide. You've been lying down, gently rolling onto your side, if you're ready to. Coming up to sitting. Moving head side to side. Softening chin towards chest, towards the heart. Then open that heart and face to the sky. Bring the face back to center. Of course, carrying on meditating if you wish. You wish to say something in the chat before you leave, feel free. Otherwise, just quietly leave to look after those carrying on meditating. And we'll join you, all of us together, at 10:30, where Bodhi Leela will explore her understanding of the line, do not betray your heart.